T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
With us right now to get us ready for the ALCS is our Sports Radio 610 Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. He joins us, and the big story right now is the Lance McCullers watch. He was sensational in the White Sox series. It's up in the air. He's still being evaluated, leaving game 4 with right forearm tightness. My question, if they had to do it, can the Astros still get to the World Series, get past the Boston Red Sox without Lance McCullers?
Man, I don't think so. I mean, that's how good Lance was in that last series. Like, he was dominant. And you feel bad for him because, as we talked about last week, he's been looking forward to this moment, to be that ace, to be the guy that the team is leaning on. And it sounds like right now his body may be betraying him a little bit. So hopefully the news gets better, but you got to be pretty frightened if you're an Astro fan right now, hearing about this tightness in his elbow.
Tony, I mean, have you ever heard of a pitcher with forearm tightness that obviously is severe enough to need an MRI, and the team's evaluating, the doctors, the trainers are evaluating, and then they turn around and within a week they're able to pitch again?
Not normally. There are maybe a few occasions, and I don't even know if those occasions were within a week that they came back. Maybe a couple weeks they've come back and been able to go. But a lot of times, especially nowadays, when you hear forearm tightness, that is code for Tommy John. And so it doesn't look good right now, to say the least. To have this information coming out, him leave the game early, and now the forearm tightness is the big story of the day. I would say normally it doesn't bode well.
Tony Gwynn Jr., our Sports Radio 610 Odyssey MLB insider, joins us, getting us ready for the ALCS. See, Tony, I was talking to Clint about this, and Clint and you both of you, professional athletes, played at the highest level. To think that you would be starting in a closeout game in the American League Division Series, and you walk to Dusty and tell him, I'm not 100% myself and I should probably come out. To me, in that game, closeout game, that was what was alarming to me, that he himself, knowing he's a competitor, knowing how big it, this wasn't a game in April. This was to get to the American League Championship Series. That was what was really alarming to me, that he was the one who felt something and took himself out.
You're absolutely right, man, because, listen, I think especially in a day and age where athletes are much more aware of their bodies, typically you get to this point in the season, most, if not all, athletes are willing to just say, forget it. I'm going out there. This may be my only opportunity. So you're right. The mere fact that he went to Dusty and said that, I think that's scary. I think there's no better person that knows their body than the athlete themselves. And when so many guys would try to pitch through that, the mere fact that he went to Dusty, I think really speaks volumes to how serious this could be.
Tony, what does this mean for the rest of the staff? What kind of pressure is put on those guys now?
I think personally the pressure falls on Garcia's shoulders, because I think you know what you're getting out of Valdez. You know what you're getting out of Urquidy. Garcia's the wild card. Can he step into that fold and be the type of pitcher that you can depend on and be that three-headed monster as you go into a best-of-seven series? I think that's a huge question mark. And I don't know that the Houston Astros bullpen is deep enough to absorb that kind of hit. And so two things are going to happen. Garcia's going to have to pitch well and pitch better, and the offense is going to have to continue to swing the bats the way they have. And that is the true wild card in this whole situation. If the offense is consistently putting up runs like they did that last series, it may be enough to overcome it, but that's a tall ask, especially going up against a Red Sox team that has swung the bats equally as well.
What do you do with Zach Greinke?
Well, you may have to move him into their rotation. You know, I think I think they're going to have to make a decision one way or another in terms of McCullers, because they do have some guys that weren't on that initial roster that they can use in a series like this. So I think Greinke is the obvious choice to move into the rotation. I think you probably give Garcia a run and see how he does. If he can't pitch better, then, yeah, maybe you look to go to Greinke. You know he's got the experience. You know he won't be afraid of the moment. And, again, the offense will have to be a big piece of this puzzle if they're going to advance.
Yeah, I'm with you as we are on the line with the Sports Radio 610 Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Yeah, Greinke has to be it. I would just trust him over Jake Odorizzi. Christian Javier would be the other options for them. Listen, you just to peek back in the White Sox series, because you picked the White Sox to get to the World Series, and you weren't alone. I think a lot of people thought they were a really complete team. I believe that's what you thought. They were the most complete team in the American League. What happened? Why were the Astros so dominant in that series? They beat them 31-18 was the run differential, and that came with the White Sox scoring 12 runs in one game. What did you see was so different in that series than what you thought it would look like?
The Astros were unbelievable. I watched all those games. They were unbelievable not chasing. And with that type of lineup, when you're not chasing and you're putting pitchers in a bind where they got to come in the zone, the Astros are going to pummel you. That's just how good their lineup. I thought your guy, Jake Myers, who I know you've been advocating for quite some time, I thought he was big in the series. I thought having a guy like that at the bottom of your lineup swinging the bat as well as he did was a big bonus. And so it's all with the Astros, man. When their offense is playing like that, it's the ultimate equalizer to whoever they're playing against. Now, they had so many streaks. They were so streaky at times during the season, it was tough to see that they could sustain it. But they certainly did in that first round. And when that offense is playing like this, this is a World Series contender. There's no doubt about it.
T, what do you attribute that to, man? I mean, it's one thing to have a couple of dudes that just have that keen of an eye at the plate and that kind of discipline. But when it gets to, you know, they're seven deep of guys that can do that. And then you talk about Jake Myers and you talk about Chaz McCormick and, you know, you talk about even Miles Straw back when Miles Straw was a center fielder. It just seems like whoever in the hell they plug in there has that the ability to go in there and have an unbelievably high quality at bat and force a pitcher to throw multiple pitches and really work to get them out. What do you attribute that to, man? That's not just guys happen to be a group of guys that have a keen eye, right? I mean, there's got to be something they're working through, or the hitting coach or something.
No, there's no doubt. I think, you know, you have about three or four guys in that lineup that have been there for a while and understand how to conduct an at bat, what the purpose is when they're in the box. And if you're young and you're smart, you're watching. You're asking questions. You're learning. And this started back in spring training, mind you. So over the course of the year, you probably had spurts where guys weren't good at it. But the hope is by the time you get to this point in the season, everybody is locked in on it. And you can trust Bregman, Brantley, Correa. You can trust those guys are going to be there. Don't make me forget Altuve. Those four set the tone every night. And when you've been working towards this goal from the start of the season to now, and the timing is right and you lock in at the same time, this is when you get the Astros lineup that won a World Series, that it didn't matter what the score was, who was pitching. They're going to put you in a bind, force you over to the middle of the plate, and when you make a mistake, they don't miss it. And that's how it was that entire White Sox series.
Tony, I got about 30 seconds. Real quick, for Astros fans, who are a couple of Red Sox players that they need to keep their eyes on that could really be a problem in this series?
I'll start with the pitcher, and Nathan Eovaldi. He seems to have really blossomed in these spotlight games like this in this time of the year. And then offensively, I mean, there's a number of guys. Kike Hernandez, former Dodger, he is taken to this Boston Red Sox team well. You obviously got Bogaerts and Devers, who are problems. And when they're at their best, guys in front of those guys are getting on, and it's open season, especially the way they're swinging the bat now. Now, I don't know that they're as locked in offensively as the Astros are, but they may be able to offset that a little bit with their pitching, because they got a pretty good rotation going. But to me, this is going to boil down to both offenses. Who's more locked in? I'd say right now going in, Houston's the better offense. They've been the most consistent. They've been the most explosive. But the Red Sox aren't far behind.
All right, Tony, man. We're excited and enjoy it. I know you're going to be watching. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, you guys take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.